story.
There were some in the crowd who noticed. A few who saw and realized what they were seeing. For the rest, this was merely, if magnificently, the coronation of Tsar Peter III. Even the Russian weather had turned out in full force. Not yet winter. Old St. Petersburg was already blanketed in white, and yet, despite temperatures below zero, a multitude had filled the streets in eager anticipation of the coronation. Some, however, elbowed friends and nodded knowingly as the procession passed. You see him, some would say, the one bearing the crown on a cushion? That's Alexis Orlov. Some call him Scarface. The other two, walking alongside Tsar Peter, those are Pasek and Bioretinsky. And those three who are participating so prominently in the Tsar's coronation are the same men who plotted to kill him before he could be crowned. And this is the rest of the story. Tsar Peter's son Paul had learned of the assassination plot. It was his decision to punish the conspirators, not by some gruesome death, but by making them take part in the coronation which they had sought to prevent. Here's how they'd planned it. They would wait for Tsar Peter's valet to step out for a breath of fresh air. They'd seize him, spirit him off, and then, with a trusted servant out of the way, they would offer Peter a sumptuous dinner. Scarface Orlov would serve the coffee, complete with rat poison. The uncrowned Tsar would complain of stomach pain. Orlov would suggest he retire to bed, and there, just to make sure, he would be strangled. Yet, determined as they were, the conspirators now strode through the icy streets, the cathedral bells battering their ears, made not only to watch their old enemy be crowned, but personally they were to crown him. The coronation of Tsar Peter III most likely escaped you in history class. After all, the Russians crowned so many czars before trading the scepter for a hammer and sickle. But now, whenever you picture the Russia that once was, the frozen cityscapes and exotic spires and the eccentric ceremonies, you will remember that frigid November of 1796 and the procession trudging through the snowy streets and the conspirators who paid for their conspiracy by making their worst nightmare come true. Some history books have forgotten that Tsar Peter III was ever crowned at all. They recount that he was murdered before he could be crowned, and then succeeded by his wife, whom you know as Catherine the Great. But now you know, even though the assassins did succeed. Yes, they did succeed. They did poison and strangle Peter III. His son Paul eventually punished those who did so. At least those who were still alive. For when Paul's mother Catherine died, the first official act as the new Tsar was to have his father's body exhumed, the coffin was dug up and opened, and to have him pompously, ceremoniously crowned by the very men who had killed him 34 years before. Now you know the rest of the story.